Got something for you. Call it a parting gift. Well, it's not actually for you, it's for Huck.
What is it?
Something he wants more than anything.
Why would you give Huck something he wants?
Because what's in that envelope will destroy any hope of happiness you and your brand new boyfriend might have. What can I say? I'm a sore loser.
I'm not gonna open it.
Doesn't matter, Robin. Open it, don't open it. It'll eat away at you either way. Just because you know it exists. See you around.
See you around.
That is actor Mackenzie Astin on the hugely popular primetime soap opera Scandal. And he is in studio this morning. Good morning, Mr. Astin.
Good morning and good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. You're in town for the Duluth Superior Film Festival.
Indeed, yes. Good fortune. I was able to come out last year. They had a reunion screening of the film Iron Will, which we made here in Duluth in 1993.
We all remember.
And they asked me to come back and help out this year as a juror and also to get in touch with my mom to see if she'd be interested in coming out and celebrating the festival as well. Patty Duke, the actress.
Yes, of course. Yeah, we've heard of her.
You've heard of her, yeah. She made a film here in 1970, I believe, or 71.
72, You'll Like My Mother.
That's right, You'll Like My Mother, at what was then the Congdon Mansion.
Yes. And it is. And she was in studio here a couple days ago.
Oh, good, yeah. Good. Terrific. Well, she's good company.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. Delightful. We can see where she gets her congenial, or where you get your congenial gene is from her. She's just lovely. How often do you run into Mom on your travels here?
Well, she lives in northern Idaho, in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, okay. And has for the last 30 years or so. So we don't see each other as often as we would like. However, she comes down to Los Angeles a fair bit to work, and occasionally my wife and I get up to Coeur d'Alene. But this is the first time that we have been able to get together in the land of 10,000 lakes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Give us an idea. Now, you both have schedules revolving around the film festival. Give us an idea of how you're going to be spending your days here in Duluth.
Well, there's a fair bit to do. I've still got some homework in terms of judging the films, because as a juror, one should watch what they need to judge. And so I've got a little homework to do there. But there's also a few different events. Saturday night, there's another screening of Iron Will, which will gather some of the old crew, which should be a lot of fun. I know some folks missed it last year, which is too bad. Every night there are films screening all over town, and they're all free. That's the best part about the festival, as far as I'm concerned. In fact, the motto this year is "It is free." So folks are encouraged to come check out the films. And Sunday night, there's going to be a screening of You'll Like My Mother, the film that my mother made here in 72. And that's going to be a good time. I also get to throw out the first pitch at a Duluth Huskies game on Saturday night.
Fantastic.
So I'm a little nervous about that, actually.
Have you been out to the ballpark?
I have not.
It's a classic old-time. We actually, a couple years ago, we had some flooding here in Duluth, and as part of the damage in that storm, one of the walls kind of started to deteriorate and fell over.
Yikes.
So it'll look worse than it is, but it's a great ballpark. The families love going there because you're right next to the players.
Oh, perfect.
And you'll enjoy it out there. It's a good crowd. Let me ask you, I was looking over your international movie database list, and you're a working actor. You are busy all the time.
I've been very fortunate. The last couple of years have actually been terrific in terms of work. I've been able to do guest spots on a bunch of different television shows, and that's terrific because it, you know, pays the rent, and also participate in a few independent films, the kind of which are celebrated here at the Duluth Superior Film Festival, which is nice.
Now, you know, I understand you shoot a few of your own the note said on Super 8 film.
Many years ago, okay. when my brother Sean and I were much smaller children, we were encouraged to make our own pictures. Sean was almost always the director. I was the camera operator, and I helped with the editing. But it was, you know, it's a different world now with all the technological advancements. And what I remember of making the Super 8 pictures was the physical act of splicing the film together,
sure.
And how much you know, care had to go into that, and how much, really, how expensive it was to shoot on film. And so you had to get it right the first or second time. Otherwise, you would be spending too much money on the process.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of your youth and your teens, you were Andy Moffat on The Facts of Life for a number of years. I happen to notice that Lisa Welchel's birthday is today.
Oh, no kidding. Well, happy birthday, Lisa.
There she goes. She played Blair on The Facts of Life. She was on a Survivor here a season or two ago.
Yeah, so she had a good time. I think she got almost to the end. She was one of the finalists
on
the show.
She was surprisingly survivable.
You know,
and, that
Lisa's
was nice.
Amazing, too, because I see her on the Twitter every now and then, and she looks the same. And this is, you know, 25, this is a quarter century later. She still looks the same.
Great hair.
Yes, too. Indeed.
I notice that sort of thing. But hey, we're talking with actor Mackenzie Astin. He's in town for the Duluth Superior Film Festival. Do you still keep in touch with a lot of these? Now, you just had, how many weeks did you work on Scandal?
Oh, just a couple of days. I was in two different episodes, but the scenes were short enough in that they were shot individually in one-day segments.
But so, for something like Facts of Life, you were on the show for years.
Yeah, about four seasons. Yeah. Very fortunate. From the age 11 to the age 14, I was running around with five beautiful girls.
Yeah, and Charlotte Ray.
And Charlotte Ray, yes. Fantastic. Yeah, included in that five beautiful girls, yeah. That was. Yeah, she's, and you know what's terrific is Charlotte and my dad, John Astin, worked together on the stage in New York City in 1958 or 59, yeah, or something like that. One of the first plays that my dad ever did, Charlotte was in as well. So they've known each other forever and ever, and it's a treat to work with her, you know, as a youngster. And I saw her not too long ago, and she's doing wonderfully.
Now, your father, obviously best known perhaps for his work in The Addams Family. I'm Dickens, he's Fenster.
Sure, yeah.
Ever pull out an old episode and watch one of those?
You know, it's funny. Every now and then,
the Patty Duke Show,
right? Well, because of the internet it makes it so easy to find all that, sure, old stuff. Every now and then, I'll take a peek, back through the looking glass at Dickens and Fenster or the Patty Duke Show. There's a lot of good stuff that you can find, yeah, and especially, it's always fun. excuse me, it's always fun to check out what your folks were doing when they were your age. And for me, I'm fortunate enough that my folks were doing stuff on television, and it's out there for me to look at. So I do, yeah, every now and then.
Well, now let me ask you this: I know you're married. Do you have children yet?
No kids, no kids yet. We have a cat.
Okay, there you go. Well, yeah, maybe the cat can pick out a few videos. Facts of Life episodes.
Oh, there's some funny stuff out there.
Mackenzie Astin, thank you for your time. You're great guest, and obviously very busy. You've made the rounds here at our radio station complex, and as you say, you have a lot of films to judge here yet this week. So.
Indeed I do. It's been a pleasure to be here, and thanks for having us on and helping support the festival.
Well, best of luck.
Yeah. Cheers.
All right. Thank you so much.